WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday on PBS, the Masterpiece Classic Anthology series begins presenting new installments of Upstairs, Downstairs for the first time in 34 years. Our TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
To me, the only depressing thing about the return of Upstairs, Downstairs, which ran on what was then called Masterpiece Theater from 1974 to 1977, is that I reviewed it the first time around. How time flies when you watch too much TV. But I loved it then. And in this new, surprisingly fresh yet faithful sequel, I love it now. Upstairs, Downstairs was one of the first miniseries hits, years before Roots. It told of life at 165 Eaton Place, a posh residence in London, with a dual focus on the privileged folks who lived there and the servant staff that waited on them, hence the title. And both the upstairs and the downstairs were full of intrigue, comedy, drama, and very lively and unpredictable characters. One of them was Rose, the maid played by actress Jean Marsh, one of the co-creators of the series. Back in 1974, in the opening scene of the very first episode, we met Rose greeting a new job applicant for the household staff. At the downstairs servants' entrance, of course.
Mrs. Pratt's agency sent me.
Well?
I've come about a position. Elf parlour maid, was it?
And a house parlour maid. I am the house parlour maid. Well, come in. Now tell Mr. Hudson you're here.
Who's Mr. Hudson?
The butler.
Oh, the bloke all in black at the front door.
The first Upstairs Downstairs miniseries covered the years from 1903 to 1909. Four additional miniseries followed, covering World War I and the Roaring Twenties. All five seasons, by the way, have just been released in a wonderful new DVD box set by Acorn Media. And now, 34 years after Upstairs Downstairs left PBS, it's back. And so is Jean Marsh as Rose. But she's the only returning character from the original series, unless you count the house, which you should. It's one of the smart moves in this new sequel, using Rose and the old address to introduce us to a whole new world of characters and plots. But not too new. In the world of Upstairs Downstairs, we rejoin the story in 1936, only 6 years after the old series ended. Rose, when we first see her in this new version, looks old and weary. But the second a visitor to the employment agency she runs mentions a familiar old address, Rose brightens considerably. The visitor is Keeley Hawes, playing Lady Agnes, whose husband has just purchased a long-dormant property in the neighborhood.
We require a butler with sommelier experience, and a housekeeper, of course, to oil the wheels behind the scenes. Then a parlor maid and a chauffeur come manservant, and absolutely the best cook you can find me.
Very well, m'lady.
What a splendid teapot.
It was a gift, my lady, from my late employer, Lord Bellamy of Havisham. Do you have a budget in mind for staff?
This is what my husband suggests.
I see. Well, if you don't mind my saying so, with a professed cook, you'll be wanting a kitchen maid as well, and a pantry boy who can double as a footman. You'll need to account for a wage for them.
Yes, but they'd be very juvenile and grateful for the experience, surely. The house is in Eaton Place, number 165. So not far to walk when you come to carry out the interviews.
I usually do that here, m'lady.
I'll be supervising builders. Meeting at the house will be the most convenient thing. May I assume this is all within your powers?
Yes.
Splendid.
The time frame for the new Upstairs Downstairs allows it to play against some major world events, such as the rise of fascism and the abdication of the king. If you want, you can think of this not only as a sequel to Upstairs Downstairs, but as a prequel to The King's Speech. But also, there are events that take place and precedence from inside the walls of 165 Eaton Place. A flirtation between a pampered upstairs society girl and a headstrong downstairs chauffeur. An unexpected live-in mother, played delightfully by Eileen Atkins, the actress who, along with Jean Marsh, concocted the original miniseries in the first place. Other standout stars in this new volume include Keeley Hawes as Lady Agnes, who hires Rose, and Claire Fay as Agnes's spoiled sister. There's even a meaty role for Art Malik, whom I remember as a scene stealer from another landmark PBS miniseries import, The Jewel in the Crown. But hey, I've been watching these things a long, long time. This new upstairs-downstairs, though, does indeed seem new. It's not weighed down with nostalgia or sentiment. There's some real danger dramatized here, and lots of shocks and twists. And just when you think you know these characters, they surprise or disappoint you. In both the master suites and the serving quarters, there are characters to love and characters to hate. But all of them are characters you want to spend even more time with. My only criticism of this upstairs-downstairs sequel is that they've returned with only 3 new episodes. Clearly, the partners in this new enterprise, Britain's BBC and WGBH's Masterpiece, should make more. Many, many more. They have proven that Thomas Wolfe was wrong. You can go home again. And if your home address is 165 Eaton Place, you should.
David Biancooley is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film at Rowan University in New Jersey.